مدینہ 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 تو کربلا، مدینہ 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 تو کربلا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, the closest to me on the day of judgment will be that person who recited the most durood, salutations, salawat, or salam upon me in this world. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu al Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurin min nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode of our lovely series, Madina to Karbala. Subhanallah, subhanallah, Madani Channel English is bringing you these lovely series in the beginning of this new auspicious and blessed month. Alhamdulillah, we are in the month of Muharramul Haram, the new Islamic calendar. And we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone abundance of barakah and happiness throughout this new year. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and the ability of visiting the blessed Rawza of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Umrah, for Hajj this year with our relatives, parents, Pir or Murshid and our beloveds. Inshallah. Ameen, ameen, bijahi Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. For all those that have been viewing us for the past episodes, you'll all know that alhamdulillah in these beautiful series we are discussing some very exciting and beautiful topics. We started off by mentioning the rank and the status of the shuhada, the martyrs in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, subhanallah. And likewise, we discussed the great Khulafai Rashideen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Usman Ghani, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, their ranks, their status, their personalities. Subhanallah, subhanallah, what can be said about these great personalities? And alhamdulillah, we also discussed the rank of Khatun Jannat Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, as well as Hasanain Kareemain, the leaders of the youth in Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And today, yes, we are back with another exciting and beautiful topic. Alhamdulillah, a topic which everyone is very fond of, a topic which everyone desires to learn about, a topic which many of us, it melts many of our hearts. But believe me, you, with regards to this topic, there are some many aqaid, some many explanations, which unfortunately many of us are not aware of. And inshallah azawajal, today we will be discussing those beautiful points. And you will also feel that there are many things which you didn't know in the past, and today you are going to find out. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It gives me great pleasure in announcing and telling you all that today, once again, we are blessed with the presence of our honorable and respected, esteemed guest, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mutasab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mutasab?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Jazakallah. MashaAllah, subhanAllah, we really look forward to today's exciting episode and the technical discussions which are going to take place, subhanAllah. So everyone sit back, relax and enjoy and make sure you'll take full advantage of today's lovely and beautiful episode, subhanAllah. Before we begin the silsila today, let's all make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned niyatul mu'mini خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. The intention of a believer is better than his actions. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will get from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make good intentions, inshallah, that we will sit from the beginning to the end. Whenever we hear the name of Allah, we will say ta'ala wa jalla jalalu azza wa jal. Likewise, when we hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever we learn, we will inshallah act upon it. We will implement it in our lives, and we will also pass knowledge on to others as well. Subhanallah. These beautiful intentions y'all can make, and whatever intentions y'all make, the more the merrier. The more intentions you make, the more reward you will get. So quickly make your intentions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our presence in these auspicious gatherings. Ameen, ameen, bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, previously we discussed the great Sahaba Kiram and the members of the Ahl Bayt. And today's topic is a general topic. And this will be after speaking about the individuals of the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we are going to speak generally regarding the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes. Many questions do come in mind that who are the Ahl Bayt? Many a times we hear this name Ahl Bayt, Ahl Bayt. Who are the Ahl Bayt? Does it refer only to the children of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the grandchildren of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or does it have a vast meaning? Inshallah, we will learn this today. Subhanallah, what are the excellences of the Ahl Bayt? What the Quran says regarding the Ahl Bayt? What the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say regarding the Ahl Bayt? And what are the specialities of the Ahl Bayt? Yes, because they have a link with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and everything which has a link with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it has a speciality. Whether it's a city, whether it's the book, whether it's the nation, whatever has a nisbat with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it does come with a speciality. So when the Ahl Bayt are linked to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have many, many specialities, subhanallah, and those specialities we will be discussing today. So indeed, today's topic is very exciting. I'm personally looking forward to today's exciting topic. You all should also make sure that you'll join us from beginning till the end and listen attentively, inshallah, inshallah. And at the end, believe me, you will feel very faith refreshed, and you will be very enlightened after listening to today's discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mutasab, before we discuss the fadail, the excellences of the Ahl Bayt from the Quran, from the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's first give the viewers an understanding of who are the Ahl Bayt, what is the terminology Ahl Bayt, and which people fall under this beautiful category.
There is a lengthy discussion in this regard, and several opinions of scholars who are Ahl Bayt and who are not Ahl Bayt. Sadrul Afadil Hazrat Allama Maulana Naimuddin Muradabadi, Khalifa Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala, he explains it very beautifully that there are Ahl Bayt Sukna and Ahl Bayt Nasab.
Okay.
Ahl Bayt Sukna means those who lived in the house of beloved Nabi
sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
and they are Azwaj Mutahharat. Every house in which a Zawja Pak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived, that is the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Ayat Tathir was addressed towards Azwaj Mutahharat. So their being part of Ahl Bayt was known.
Okay.
But the Ahl Bayt of Nasab, their being as Ahl Bayt was unknown. It was hidden.
جی
that حضرت فاطمہ الزہرہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, حضرت امام حسن, حضرت امام حسین, حضرت سیدنا علی المرتضیٰ شیر خدا. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam included them. He put the blessed sheet on them. And he said, this is my Ahli Bayt. So this means that Azwaj-e Mutahharat are known already, so everyone knows that they are Ahli Bayt. And these four personalities were not known that they are also Ahli Bayt.
Okay.
So by putting the Chadar Mubarak around them, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it known to everyone that while my Azwaj-e-Mutahharat are my Ahle Bayt, these four beings are also my Ahle Bayt.
Okay, Subhanallah. Jee.
And then there are other people who are included amongst Ahle Bayt who are not Ahle Bayt Sukna or Ahle Bayt Nasab. For example, Hazrat Sayyidina Salman Farsi رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ was included amongst the Ahl Bayt.
Okay.
So now the point is that whether they are Ahl Bayt Sukna or Ahl Bayt Nasab or Ahl Bayt who are being honored by including them in Ahl Bayt, we must love and respect all of them.
Subhanallah.
We must honor all of them. But the four personalities like Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Imam Hassan, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, their being Ahl Bayt is more famous amongst the Muslims.
Okay.
This is what scholars have written. So we do not deny that as well. But at the same time, the fact is that Ahle Bayt Sukna, Ahle Bayt Nasab, those who are included because of honoring them by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so they all are Ahle Bayt and we love and respect all of them.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah. A very beautiful explanation of the term Ahle Bayt done by Qibla Mufti Sahab. And I'm sure many of us didn't know this vast explanation regarding the Ahle Bayt. Many of us might be thinking that these four great personalities, as Mufti Sahab mentioned, they are only the Ahle Bayt. But Mufti Sahab made it clear that the blessed wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they are also the Ahle Bayt. These four blessed personalities are also the Ahle Bayt, and yes, there are some people whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam included as Hazrat Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah. So that is also the Ahle Bayt, and it is incumbent and necessary on us that whether they are Ahle Bayt Sukna, Ahle Bayt Nasab, whatever the case is, it is necessary on us to always be obedient and respect these great personalities. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And if we come towards the blessed ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, we also see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised his household in an excellent and beautiful manner. Subhanallah. One beautiful hadith I'll mention in front of you. It is a hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif. The Sayyidina Zayd bin Arqam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once delivered a sermon in a place that was situated in between Medina and Mecca. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood beside Ghadir Khum. Ghadir is the name of a well, whilst Khum is the name of the place. And he commenced with the praise and the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, followed with his advice and counsel. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the people how he was a human being and that the day was drawing closer in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send the angel of death and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would then submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained, and these words are also quoted in Mishkat Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that he was leaving the companions with two precious things. Firstly, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Holy Quran, subhanAllah. And in this Holy Quran, there is the guidance and the light for the people. And secondly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that he was leaving his Ahl Bayt. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions, I remind you of Allah in regards to my Ahl Bayt. And this sentence was repeated twice by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So it was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's testimony that the people should fulfill the rights of his family and fear Allah when dealing with them. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So basically Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left these two things for the people after him, this nation. One is the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and second is the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And indeed, if a person holds firmly onto the Holy Quran, the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that person cannot be misguided. That person cannot go on the wrong track. But yes, if a person decides to only hold onto the Ahl Bayt and leaves the Sunnah and the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he tries to do some funny things, then undoubtedly that person will end up being misguided. Alhamdulillah, as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat, we hold firmly onto the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Ahl Bayt Kiram, as well as the Sahaba Kiram and the respected companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mutasab, the ahadith are filled with the praises of the Ahl Bayt Kiram. If Mutasab could shed some light on the various ahadith in the praise of these great personalities.
There is another similar hadith to which you have mentioned, yes, in Tirmidhi Sharif, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala reports that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this state on the day of Arafah, that he was riding on a she camel and he was delivering a sermon.
Okay.
And I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, Ya Yuhannasu inni taraktu feekum ma in akhastum bihi lan tadillu Kitab Allah wa itrati ahla bayti.
Subhanallah.
O people, I have left amongst you that thing, if you hold it tight, hold it fast, so you will never be misguided. And that is the Kitab of Allah Azza wa Jal, Quran Majeed, and second is my progeny, my Zurriyat, my Ahl Bayt.
Subhanallah.
You also gave some explanation on this topic. There are ahadith which say, I'm leaving behind you Quran and my Sunnah. And there are hadiths that say Quran and my Ahl Bayt. So Ahl Bayt is not against Quran and Sunnah. And Sunnah and Quran is not against Ahl Bayt.
Subhanallah.
So the message is the same. So if you follow Ahl Bayt, they will teach you Quran and Sunnah. So likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ashabi kan nujum bi ayyihim iktadaytum ihtadaytum." My Sahaba are like shining stars. Whichever of them you follow, you will be guided, because Sahaba will also teach you Quran and Sunnah.
Subhanallah.
Ahl Bayt will also teach you Quran and Sunnah. So all these ahadith must be put together.
Subhanallah.
And so these are individual virtues and fadail that are mentioned for certain individuals or groups, or you can say members of family, etc. So these kind of ahadith must not be used to belittle someone else. They all have their own unique specialities and unique virtues and unique fadail and it must be understood in that sense. So no doubt that Ahle Bayt is the great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to this ummah, that they would remain on guidance and they will keep guiding. And you see that in the ummah. Most of the great personalities, awliya, saliheen, ulama, those who followed the mainstream Islam, aqaid of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, most of them you will find they from Ahle Bayt.
Subhanallah.
Even though the ilm-e-deen is not restricted to Ahle Bayt, anybody can study and become an alim-e-deen and scholar of Islam and pious person or wali of Allah. But we do see that most of great personalities, great awliya, they are Sadat, they're from the family of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because that blessing is there, that purity is there in that blood. As long as they are on the straight path of Ahlul Sunnah and Aqaid are correct, they are respected and they are honored. And in the field of Ruhaniyat and Ilm-e-Deen, they can achieve a lot very quickly because of the blessing of that blood tie which they have with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sir, in the ahadith we see that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave tashbih or similarity to the Ahle Bayt, to the Ark of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. And something of the sort was mentioned that if, the example of my Ahle Bayt is like the example of the Ark of Nuh alayhi salam. If anyone rode on it or embarked the Ark, he was saved, and whoever went away from it, he was drowned. And in one hadith, Nabi sallam mentioned, Hazrat Nuh mentioned that my Sahaba ikram are like the shining stars. So tashbih of an Ark and stars, is there any correspondence between these two, between these two examples which are given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Well, the hadith you have mentioned is Ala inna masala ahli bayti fikum masalu safinati nuhim.
Subhanallah.
Masalu safinati nuhim mar rakibaha naja wa man takhallafa anha halaka.
Allahu Akbar.
Be aware that my Ahle Bayt for you is like the Ark of Nuh alayhi salam, the one who sat in it or embarked in it, he attained salvation, and the one who stayed behind from sitting in the ark, he is destroyed.
So
this is one hadith. The other hadith is Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala reports that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Ashabi kal nujum bi ayyihim ittadaytum ihtadaytum. That my sahaba are like stars. So whichever of them you follow, you will be guided. Hazrat Allama Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he says that bihamdillah ta'ala, we are riding the boat of the love of Ahle Bayt.
Subhanallah.
The Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah riding the boat of love of Ahle Bayt, and we are seeking help from the shining and guiding stars which are Sahaba Ikram. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will be saved from the darknesses of the day of Qiyamah and from Azab of Jahannam.
Subhanallah.
And this is what Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah Sayyidina Abu Mawlana, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, the Imam of all Sunnis, he gave message. He said, Ahle Sunnat ka hai beda paar ke ashabi Rasool najm hai aur nao hai itrat Rasoolullah.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
So, because Ahle Sunnat accept Sahaba Ikram as shining stars, guiding stars, and they accept that Ahle Bayt Athar are the boat in which we are riding and taking guidance from the stars. So if you are in the boat or in the ship and you have a system of guidance to show you the direction, which in olden days people used to take from stars, then that person will reach the destination. That's the balanced way. That's the balanced path.
Right.
Extreme. Loving Sahaba Ikram on the cost of insulting Ahle Bayt. Imbalanced. Loving Ahle Bayt on the cost of insulting and belittling Sahaba Ikram. Imbalanced. And many people go imbalanced. We see them. But the balanced path is the path of Ahlus Sunnah. Love all Sahaba and love all Ahle Bayt.
Indeed, Sayyidi Murshidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul Ridwan has very beautifully given a message in his poetry that this is the balanced way, as Muntasab mentioned, that extreme on either side would become imbalanced and that person is not going to be guided. In order for him to be guided, he needs to have the ship as well as the stars. If someone chooses only the stars without a ship, indeed he's going to drown. If somebody has only the ship without the stars, he's not going to reach his destination. So in order for him to be perfectly balanced and reach his destination safe and sound, he needs to have the love of the Ahl Bayt as well as the love of the Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, we are listening to the beautiful sayings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the Ahl Bayt, and we just see how beautifully Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave examples of his Ahl Bayt with regards to certain things. Like now we just learned that the example of the Ahl Bayt to the Ark of Nuh alayhi salam, and so many excellences with regards to the Ahl Bayt, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a message and told y'all that it is incumbent on y'all and necessary on y'all to show this love for this Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Muhtasab, can Muhtasab further enlighten us with maybe some more ahadith on the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Alhamdulillah, there are many ahadith which explain the virtues of Ahle Bayt. There is a hadith-e-mubarakah in Tabrani Sharif. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, La yu'minu abdun hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min nafsihi wa takuna itrati ahabba ilayhi min itratihi wa ahli ahabba ilayhi min ahlihi وَذَاتِ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ ذَاتِهِ.
Subhanallah.
That no bondsman can become a kamil mu'min, a true and excellent believer, until I am more beloved to him than his own self. And my children, my family become more beloved to him than his own family and his own children.
Subhanallah.
And my Zaat becomes more beloved to him than his Zaat. My personality becomes more beloved to him than his own personality.
Subhanallah.
So this hadith makes it very clear that as a Muslim, we must love Ahle Bayt, we must love the family of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the children of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Imam Ahmad reports that Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held the hands of Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and he said, Man ahabbani wa ahabba hadaini wa ummahuma wa abahuma kana ma'i fi darajati yawm al-qiyamah. That the one who loved me and loved these two, because they were in front and Rasulullah was holding their hands indicating towards them. The one who loved me and loved these two and loved their parents.
Subhanallah.
That's Hazrat Bibi Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza Shere Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of judgment, he will be with me in my station.
Subhanallah.
What it means in my station, it is explained by scholars that he will be there in that station as a servant of Ahlul Bayt.
Subhanallah.
As servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This does not mean that he will have the same status as the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, the, where the king is, Khadim is also there at the same place, but their status is not the same. So this is the explanation of Hadith Mubarak which the scholars have given. And it is mentioned in Tabrani and in Hakim that Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have said that it means that a person who walked between the Ka'batullah and Maqam Ibrahim, he performed his salat, he kept fasts, kept his rozas, and then he died on the enmity of Ahlul Bayt.
No.
He will go to Jahannam. Now, this is very important that a person who is doing Hajj or Umrah, reading his Namaz near Maqam Ibrahim, and he keeps fast and he performs Salat or gives charity or does other good things, but he will become the fuel of fire of Jahannam if his heart is filled with the hatred and enmity and animosity of the family of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the Ahlul Bayt. So this is a very serious warning. If anyone has any enmity or any hatred, or he does not see Ahlul Bayt as important people, sometimes, you know, because some people are hating Sahaba Ikram, insulting Sahaba Ikram. So some people get angry, and in order to, you know, reply to them, they start insulting Ahlul Bayt. This is not the way. As much as you must love and respect Sahaba Ikram, you must love Ahlul Bayt as well. As much as you should love Ahlul Bayt, you should love Sahaba Ikram as well. Hazur Mufti Azam Hind has written that no matter how sinful the Sayyid is, as long as his aqaid have not reached to the limit of kufr, he would still be respected and honored. Because his blood ties with Rasulullah are still intact. And that tie will break if, na'uzu billah, he starts adopting the kufr beliefs.
Right.
As long as he has not reached that level or gone in that side, he's Sayyul Aqidah Sunni Muslim, then he will be honored and respected. This is the understanding and the viewpoint of our leaders and our scholars. So it's a very dangerous area to enter. Anyone belittles or thinks bad about Ahl-e Bayt. So it's very dangerous for Imam, and it's very dangerous about the matters that he's going to face in the hereafter.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. A very severe warning from the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a person should never ever even think for a second that he can go against the Ahlul Bayt and the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how beautifully Mufti Sahib explained everything, that Sarkar Mufti Azim Hind, the beloved and blessed son of Sayyidi Murshidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul Ridwan, he mentions that even if a Sayyid is a sinner, but as long as he does not reach the level of kufr, his aqaid, his beliefs are not reaching that level, then you still need to show him respect. If this is the respect you need to show to a Sayyid who is a sinner, then how much respect you need to show to the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanAllah, that you can never ever imagine. So as believers, as mu'mineen, we are duty bound that every moment we need to keep our heads low in the court of these great and blessed personalities of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to have the haqiqi and true love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for his Ahlul Bayt, and for the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Ameen, 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 ya rabbal alameen. Subhanallah. Unfortunately, very quickly we are coming towards the conclusion of today's episode, but these many things which we need to discuss as well. We did discuss the excellence of the Ahlul Bayt in the light of the Quran and the Ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I did say in the beginning that this group, this Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is such a beautiful topic that everyone around the globe always speaks about these unique personalities, subhanAllah. And when we go in the books of history, we see that besides the Quran and the Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many prominent and great people of Islam also praise the Ahlul Bayt. And the way they praise the Ahlul Bayt with their beautiful words, with their beautiful sayings, it is something which melts our heart and subhanAllah gives warmness to our hearts and the hearts of our Iman, subhanAllah. So let us inshallah, Mutasab, if Mutasab can quickly just mention maybe a few sayings of the maybe Sahaba Ikram or the Imma of Islam or the beautiful personalities of Islam, what they said regarding the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, the first Khalifa of Islam, he has said that Silatu Qarabati Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Ahabbu ilayya min Silati Qarabati. It means that to serve and love the relatives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved to me than doing Sila Rahmi to my own relatives.
Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah.
This is the way and the opinion and thinking and aqidah of Hazrat Sayyidina
Abu Bakr Siddiq.
Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, the first Khalifa of Islam.
Subhanallah.
And Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is a Jalilul Qadr Sahabi, very great personality, a very major contributor in many matters of Deen of Islam. He says that حُبُّ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عِبَادَةِ صَنَةٍ. Loving of Ahlul Bayt, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is better than the ibadat of 1 year. It means the nafli ibadat of 1 year.
Subhanallah.
The moment of loving them. So you can imagine how much reward and sawab one can earn if his heart is filled with the love of Ahlul Bayt in the correct way.
Subhanallah.
The way the true scholars have explained, no extremism, no going to such extreme that aqaid are corrupted.
Mm-hmm.
So staying within the balanced path,
sure,
the way of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah,
mm-hmm,
and then you love Ahl Bayt, that this is the reward that you will get.
Sure.
So from here we understand that how much love Sahaba Ikram had for the Ahl Bayt.
Subhanallah.
You will find from many, many Sahaba Ikram mentioning these type of things.
Mm-hmm.
So any person who may tell you otherwise,
mm-hmm,
people must not hear their stories.
Mm-hmm.
They might say, look, there was tension or there was issues between Sahaba Ikram, Ahle Bayt. Don't give hearing.
Because
that can affect your iman, that can affect your sahih aqidah. Ashiddahu ala al-kuffar ruhama'u baynahum. This is the quality of those who were blessed with the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether they are known as Sahaba or they are known as Ahle Bayt, they all took light and suhbat from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their quality is that they are kind towards each other. They are soft towards each other. They are loving towards each other. As Dr. Iqbal has said, Kho halqa-e yaaran to bareesham ki tare narm, razm-e haqq o baatil ho to faulaad hai momin. This is the quality of the believer, as it is described in these verses. Ashidda wal al-kuffar ruhama wa bainahum. Kho halqa-e yaaran. When he's in the company of friends, Resham ki tare narm, he's soft like silk.
Allah.
Rasme haqq o batil ho to faulaad hai momin. But if there's a tussle between haqq and batil, then momin is hard like steel.
Subhanallah.
Then he's not flexible. So these are the realities. These are the glories. These are the descriptions of the believers which are in Quranical, in Ahadith. But people want you to believe something which is invented by their own minds. So we invite Muslims, always go back to your true reference. That is the Quran and the Sunnah of the beloved Nabi
sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. You get the guidance.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah. A very enlightening and beautiful explanation by Mufti Sahab with regards to the love the Sahaba Ikram had for the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, vice versa, if we look, the Ahl Bayt also had lots of love for the Sahaba Ikram. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, you know, Mutisab's words are to the T, to the point, that if anyone tries to come and tell you that there were some differences, there were some controversies, there was this, there was that, then you need to lend a deaf ear and not listen to anything of whatever anyone says. Because what we see is that there was immense love between these great personalities, the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Time is very limited and there is so much to be discussed. Unfortunately, we aren't able to cover all of these things in detail. Subhanallah, we did mention in the beginning that we will be discussing the specialities of the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And these specialities are so much that if we have to discuss them, I think we would need another episode, another different silsila to maybe discuss all of their specialities. Subhanallah. But inshallah, very briefly, we will discuss one or two beautiful specialities of the Ahl Bayt. And I would like to come towards Mufti Sahab, and Mufti Sahab will explain the specialities. But let me first pose a question. Mufti Sahab, many people ask a question that Sadat and the Sayyids are actually from the lineage, or you can say the children of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. As we see that normally the lineage carries on from the father's side. But the Sayyids are linked to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daughter was Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radhiyallahu anha. So if everyone is linked, the children, the Sadat are the children of Hazrat Ali, then how are they linked to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If Mr. Saab can explain this topic.
Sadat, Sayyids are regarded as children of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Hazrat Imam Hassan, Hazrat Imam Hussain, and their sisters, Ungos. So this is actually exclusivity of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned in the Hadith of Mubarak, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ جَعَلَ ذُرِّيَّةَ كُلِّ نَبِيٍّ فِي صُلْبِهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى جَعَلَ ذُرِّيَّتِي فِي صُلْبِ عَلِيِّ بْنِ أَبِي طَالِبٍ. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept the children of every Nabi in his bag or loin. And he kept my zurriyat, my children, in the back of Hazrat Ali bin Abi Talib. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that every mother's children are mansoob or related to their father's family, except the children of Fatima.
Subhanallah.
I'm their custodian, I'm their wali. So this is exclusive station of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah.
That everyone's family run through their sons. But the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam runs through his daughter, Bibi Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala. So Hazrat Imam Hassan, Hazrat Imam Hussain are the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sahaba Ikram knew this. They used to call Hazrat Imam Hassan, Ya Ibn al-Rasul. They used to call Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, Ya Ibn al-Rasul. Because they knew the status, they knew the ahadith, they heard all this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there are many, many khususiyat and specialities and exclusivities of Ahl-e Bayt. One amongst them is that their nasab is mansoob to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. One beautiful speciality of the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abdul did mention that there are so many specialities which, because of time, we cannot discuss. But inshallah, Azawajal, in the coming episodes, the coming topics, we will be discussing regarding the Ahl Bayt as well, inshallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This brings us towards the end of today's exciting episode. I'm sure many of us must have learned a lot from today's beautiful episode. Who are the Ahl Bayt? Which personalities fall under the category of the Ahl Bayt? What is the rank of the Ahl Bayt in the light of the Holy Quran and the Ahadith and the sayings of the Sahaba Ikram? Subhanallah, the speciality of the Ahl Bayt. Subhanallah, subhanallah. There was so much which was discussed today. And my advice to the viewers and listeners is, yes, in your hearts, put the love of the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and around you. If there are any Sadat, maybe in your relatives, in your family, in your community, your friends, then show utmost respect to them. Subhanallah, as Muntasa mentioned, that if their belief has not reached the level of kufr, then still you need to show them respect. Subhanallah. Unfortunately, in our society, our area, our communities, we are very negligent when it comes to this specific topic. With the Sadat and the Sayyids, yes, they might be around us and we know they are Sayyids, but we don't show them the respect, we don't give them the respect that they deserve. Remember, they have nisbat with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In their blood is the blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. So they are our leaders, they are the coolness of our eyes, they are the crown of our heads. We need to show them utmost respect. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us adab and respect for everyone, and most particularly to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sahaba ikram and his ahle bayt. Ameen, ameen, bi jahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are now completing this beautiful episode, but don't worry, tomorrow, same time, same place, we will meet you with a new, exciting and different topic, something new to learn, some beautiful words of wisdom from our Qibla Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib. And with this, we would like to thank Mufti Sahib, Mufti Sahib Jazakallah, for joining us in today's episode. Alhamdulillah, Mufti Sahib, as we mentioned before, is very busy. He has to take out time from his busy schedule and bless us with his auspicious presence. We really, really, really appreciate it. And we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Mufti Sahib the best of both the worlds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Mufti Sahib a healthy, long life, so he may continue serving this beautiful deen of Islam and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may we continue plucking the fruits of benefits from this great personality. Subhanallah. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, in your life. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, you have everything. If you do not have this love, you do not have anything. Think positive, stay positive, be positive. Till we meet again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, Madina, Madina tu Karbala. Madina, Madina, Madina tu Karbala.